Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we are going to ask you at this time to share this information far and wide. This is Blockbuster. Will not be long, but we're going to get right to the point. And I think you're going to say, oh my gosh, I get it. If you've been following what's going on, all I got to say is we're going to need a couple of segments to really cover this. So in this segment, we're going to be talking to you about disease X is finally known. We know what disease X is, and we know what the purpose is, and we know what the overall objective is. And we're going to lay that out for you right here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, let me show you this. We're brought to you by NanoSoma. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm sitting here today behind the microphone, not breathing hard, can walk upstairs, can actually push my sled, can actually lift weights. And this is in defiance of my prognosis. But not only that, I ditched my medicines when I had the RSV, the strep lung linings, got pneumonia. I ditched it because the side effects were horrendous and I didn't think it was working. And this product I credit with where I'm at today. So I think you need to check this out. I want my health back.com / Dave Hodges. This is the biggest breakthrough in alternative healthcare history. I want my health back.com / Dave Hodges. This is really interesting. And I mean, this is really interesting. Disease X, they're going backwards in time. They're going backwards to 2008, 2009. The bird flu, H1N1. Now they're going to give it a different numerical code, but that's what they're going back to. And it's interesting too because they're messing with the food supply. Bird flu has now gotten into the cattle. Uh-oh. We know how they're messing with the food supply and we know why they're messing with the food supply. And for more information on that, go listen to the interview we did yesterday on, well, with Daniel Lyons, and you're going to really, well, he nails it. He nails it. What's behind our shoddy food, how they're attacking the food? It's incredible. Okay, now we have something coming up next month. Brett Weinstein's talking about, I'm talking about it. A lot of people are talking about it, but very few people are still aware. Biden has illegally signed us into a treaty, which takes two-thirds of the Senate. The Senate would never agree to this by two-thirds. And this treaty obligates us to follow the World Health Organization. I'm going to go back and cover this treaty in more detail in a later segment, but this is the timing. This is why they're coming out with the bird flu now. They're giving the World Health Organization excuse to totally take over nations. And I mean totally take over. We're going to go through how that is going to happen because that's a whole separate presentation. But the bird flu has now spread to a human being in Texas, the second time ever. We used to say, oh, no, it can't cross species. Well, it can when it goes to a lab and they tinker with it. And that's what I believe has happened. And I believe we're going to see massive outbreak. And this could be the excuse for impending martial law. Not just World Health Organization interference that we're going to cover, like I said, the next segment, but ultimately this will be martial law. We'll talk about in a future presentation the implications for an election. And we'll talk about your daily life and how it's going to change. This has the attention of a lot of powerful people. Now, there's no more censored doctor than Dr. Mercola. And Dr. Mercola is all over this. And I published in part an article with a link back to the original complete article of Dr. Mercola at thecommonsenseshow.com. And he says, what to do if you get bird flu? I'm going to refer you to that article. This is really, really important that you read this because your survival might depend on taking Dr. Mercola's advice. And I'll tell you, this guy is solid as a rock. You never hear from him anymore. Because he's censored at every turn. A doctor that speaks the truth. Soon, people like he and me, and possibly you, will be in prison under the new speech mandates tied to domestic terrorism by the Department of Homeland Security. I've covered that some yesterday. We're going to mention it a little bit later in our next report. You do not want to miss this report that's coming up later in the afternoon Pacific time. This is very bad news, people. We are being backed into a corner. So I'm going to come back and say to you, please share this far and wide. People need to be awakened. We need the sound of millions of marching feet on the street. Please do it. Do it now. Also, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, where we have an expert come in, say, hey, this is what's happening to us. And then also, they're very solution-based. There's no show like it. We're getting five-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today. Thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you for joining us. The gremlins are out today. And I could see they're even here, but we're getting 5x5. So everybody should be able to access this important information. We have a really, really important guest today, and it's John Richardson. And we're going to be talking to him about his organization. He's the president of Nutrition Center. Of Richardson Nutrition Center. And we're going to be talking a lot about turbo cancers and, more importantly, what you can do about it. And you heard my interview with Dr. Anna the other day. We briefly touched on this, and I knew I was going to be talking to John, so I didn't pursue it. But today we're going to pursue it, and this is information you need. As always, our sponsor here at the Noble Gold Studios is Noble Gold. And you want to leave your money in the bank knowing that they can take it from you under the Dodd-Frank law of 2010. And if the banks begin to fail, what do you think they're going to do? And they can grab your retirement. We work on the premise in my house, because I'm a customer of Noble Gold, of I leave in operating capital and I diversify. And they can help you with all that if you want to know more. Let me send you a free information packet. No obligation. It has the number to Noble Gold on it. You can call them. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. The FTC wants me to tell you there's no guarantees and past performance can't be construed with future expectations. We are in complete compliance and agreement with giving that warning. But I will tell you this, I've been advertising for them for 7 years. I've been a customer for six as recently as a week ago with my portfolio out of balance. So DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, this is going to be an interview I've wanted to do on this topic for some time. I'm not a doctor. You know, I'm a psychologist by training. And I know a little bit about medicine because I had to learn about the brain, the immune system, and all that. But I'm a kid in the wilderness here when it comes to this topic. But fortunately, we have the guests to do it. So let me go through the bio here for Dr. John Richardson, since he is a first-time guest. He's, first of all, a medical doctor, and he's carrying on the legacy of his father. This is absolutely fantastic what they're doing here. They're promoting health and wellness. Exactly what we talk about with the CDC and the NIH and what they don't do. They used to be trusted organizations. I don't trust them anymore, and I can't. And more entities are springing up, like this particular entity we're going to talk about. John is also what they call the Chief Visionary Officer of Operation World Without Cancer, a humanitarian global marketing effort to create widespread understanding of all natural, organic, and metabolic God-given solutions to cancer. And you've heard me talk about my experience with the more natural approaches. When I had the RSV that was stripping my lung linings and I had that negative prognosis and I fully overcome it and I'm 100%, you know which way I went on this. This is a show that needs to happen. And I'm going to ask you to share this far and wide because the mainstream media ain't going to help us. John, welcome to the show. It's a great pleasure to have you on with a topic I've wanted to do for a long time. Well, I know your father, and I'd like to spend just a minute or two on your dad's history. Your dad only cared about helping people, from what I've read. And my research showed me that the government said, we're here to protect Big Pharma's interests, and we're going to ruin the lives of people who go against that. And do you want to address that for a moment?
Absolutely. It's first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. One of the things that's really cool is when we're equally yoked and have people understand a lot of the basics first, because sometimes when you talk about this subject, a newbie or one of the sheep that's running out there just goes, why would the medical establishment not want me to be healthy all the time? I don't understand. If this was true, why don't we all know about it? And so your tagline that says freeing one mind at a time is brilliant, because when I wake up in the morning, I know I have if I just have one person, I just change one person's mind about what cancer is and what it's not, then I feel like I've done my job. So yes, my dad started his practice he graduated back in the 1960s or 50s. He was an ear, nose, and throat specialist, and he would use chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery for patients for years, and he just didn't see any results. He just saw death and destruction and ruining lives through it. But that was the only thing he knew how to do, because he was at a pharmaceutical based hospital. I mean, a pharmaceutical based college called University of Rochester Medical School. Like most medical schools, including Harvard and Stanford, and their support comes 100%, sometimes even greater, from big pharma. So what do you think the doctors learn about? So my dad in the 19, early 1970s we had a cat that got cancer. It was diagnosed with terminal cancer. The veterinarian said it was going to be $2,000 to radiate it, chemotherapy, surgery. My dad said, and what's the chances of survival of the cat? And they said about 5%. So my dad had a friend, a local friend named Dr. Krebs, whose father had discovered Laetrile back in the 1920s. And I'm talking about B17 and apricot seeds. That's the subject we talk about. He discovered that in the 1920s and had tremendous success. But because that's not supporting the big pharma way, it was never great news. So, make a long story short, my dad treated the cat. It wiped out the cancer. He then had at the same time, had a nurse, Charlotte Anderson, who had her sister was sent home with stage four terminal cancer. She volunteered to be treated by my dad. My dad said it would go against his Hippocratic oath, even though he knew Laetrile and B17 were not on, the big pharma's list of things to use because they're natural. He treated her, saved her arm that they wanted to remove from the cancer, and saved her life. She lived a long, happy life after that. And that started his practice. It soon became world famous, treated 6,000 patients over the next 7 years. But he was sued out of business. He was had his license taken away. He had the California FDA show up with guns, with officers, with news crews in his office, arrested his nurses, arrested him, took him to court several times, and then eventually he died. He went into a coma in 1985, and he died 3 years later. Basically, they had figured out a way to wipe out all the work he had done. By going after him. So he's not the only one, and many other doctors have come and done the same thing my dad did. But now the world is willing to hear this message, and that's why I'm here to tell this message to people that we do have an answer. Cancer is not a death sentence. I can promise you that. We've known it for 100 years, and we've proven it, like scientifically proven it, at major medical establishments for 50 years. And this is the 50-year anniversary of G.R. Griffin's book, World Without Cancer, that was dedicated to my father. And the subject was brought to him by my father. And that's what we're here to tell the world about. And I'll be damned if they're going to take me out, because I'm going to tell everybody, Dave, and you're going to help me tell everybody about this. I'm speaking. I'm going on a podcast. I'm going out there. Enough is enough. Nobody else has to die of a disease that's a deficiency disease, and not something you catch or something that needs to be burned out of you or poisoned out of you.
Like I said at the beginning, I'm not a medical doctor, but I know a little bit about human biology. In fact, I actually taught a course one time called biological psychology. And I'll tell you what didn't make sense to me. Number one, the way we treat cancer today doesn't seem like it's changed very much in the last 50 years. And number two, what really concerns me is why you would use these invasive treatments that weaken the immune system at a time when you think that you need to strengthen the immune system. And I'm talking about radiation, chemotherapy. I mean, if you don't die of the cancer, you're going to die of the treatment.
Absolutely. And I did want to correct one thing, because it's very flattering when people call me a doctor, but it was my father who was a doctor.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah, I'm sorry about
No,
that oversight. My
no.
apologies.
I mean, it happens all the time, and I just don't want to ever. And thankfully, Dave, like you, I don't have a medical license they can take away. I'm just telling the story. I don't treat any patients. I don't, recommend any. I don't give anybody any guidance. I always say, let me give you a caveat, that everything I say It has to be treated as entertainment purposes only. It's only for your education, but we do have the answer. So this is my dad, and this the information that I talk about is so well censored. You would think this is something I've known about since my childhood. I'm 59. I had never seen this little booklet all about what my dad and his treatment and everything like that. In addition to the thousands of other things I found in the last 60 days that God has put on my plate to spread the good word. I haven't even got a chance to read this whole thing, but it's amazing. I don't know if you ever heard of the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Have you
Yes.
ever heard of Gary Allen? Well,
Yes.
Gary Allen wrote this whole story about my dad. It's about a 5 or 6 page
Wow.
of information, and Gary Allen wrote it back in the 1970s. Amygdalin at that time was on the FDA's generally regarded as safe list back when my dad was using it to treat thousands of patients, and they immediately removed it and demonized it. And like I said, they ended that. I can tell you the whole story, but it might take more time than we can have on the show. But I just want to make people know the answer has been discovered. G.O. Griffin wrote about it in his book, World Without Cancer. That's 50 years old, that sells more copies now in a week than it sold in a year. And all these other doctors and famous actors and all the stuff in the 70s proving that it worked, they demonized it so well that today, if you talk about apricot seeds, most people go, "Aren't those poisonous? I heard those are poisonous." So I can explain that if you want to ask me that. But the main
Excellent.
thing I want people to hear is that they did that. So instead of going to this when you had the C word, you went away from it. You did the exact opposite. So cancer rates, they've been using chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 10 at the turn of the century, or 1 out of much less than that. To now, they say by 2030, it'll be 1 out of 2 people. That means between you and I, 1 out of 2 of us will die of cancer in our lifetime. That's a statistic that almost is impossible to believe, but that's what they're saying. If we don't change what we're doing, we've been doing the same thing for 50 years, raised $2 trillion over the last 10 years for the American Medical Association, and cancer rates have gotten worse.
It is amazing. It's interesting you'd mention Ed Griffin because I was on the John Moore show. Every Tuesday morning I do a roundtable with some other guests, and every show John comes out and recommends Ed's book. That's yeah. And I was on a show this morning and same deal. I interviewed Ed probably 10, 12 years ago. He's a pioneer, and for him to get behind what your father did gives you instant credibility because Ed Griffin is a no nonsense. He's no joke. He's a great researcher. He proves what he says. And the fact that he's behind what your dad did is absolutely fantastic. It truly is. The one of the things I wanted to ask you about is the terminology here. A lot of people in my audience won't know what the term turbo cancer means. Is it a specific type? Does it differentiate from other forms of cancer? Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's basically a deep state psyop is the best way I can put it, Dave. I don't mean to be tinfoil hat, but
Okay.
it's basically the name they've given to what's happening to people that have been vaccinated, and it's been proven. This is something I don't know if you go on YouTube, but if you put this on YouTube, you'll probably get deleted for me saying that. So you probably want to edit that part out, or
Well,
if
I've
you have.
already been deleted from YouTube for daring to say the Kennedy conspiracy was nonsense. The CIA tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Get rid of this guy."
Right. Oh,
And
exactly.
I had no strikes and I was fully monetized. So
Exactly.
yeah, I
Yeah.
understand
So
that. If you
go to Rumble. We've moved everything over to Rumble.
We are too.
Sideline. G.O. Griffin wrote the book Creature from Jekyll Island at my house as a kid. Yes.
Really?
Yes. In Northern California. Yes. He'll tell you. He was best friends with my dad. I have photos with them all together. They spoke together. They went on fishing trips together. They were best friends. And G.O. Griffin, at his 90th birthday, he's 93 now, still
Amazing.
cancer free. And his wife is also, I spoke to him yesterday, both of them. Pat said, "Oh, John, you shipped me the wrong product." I said, "Pat, I'm gonna fix it immediately. I just admitted our shipping department." I yelled at our shipping department. I didn't yell. We can't ship the wrong product to G.O. Griffin and Pat Griffin, guys. But anyway, laughing about it. He wrote the book my family home in Northern California. They were best friends, and that's so. When you mentioned G.O. Griffin as supporting this, he wrote the book World Without Cancer, 17 years before he wrote Creature from Jekyll Island, but everybody knows him as the author of Creature from Jekyll Island. But I believe the more world-changing book is World Without Cancer. So I recommend everybody get it. It's now back in stock. You can now find it at Ed's website, realityzone.com. You could also find it on my website, rncstore.com. Well, we don't even have it in stock yet. It's been out of stock for like 6 months, and every single thing the deep state could do, I can promise you, to stop that book from coming out, they've done. But it's coming back out again. So even forget the question because I got sidetracked on G.R.
That's
Griffin.
okay. I'm in awe that Ed wrote that book at your
Yeah,
dad's house. That's incredible.
it is incredible.
And really, I'll tell you, probably out of stock, because I'm telling you, John Moore is a great broadcaster on RBN, and I've been friends with John for 15 years. And John is no nonsense himself, and every week he mentions this book for G. Edward Griffin, every week.
Well, for your audience, let me put the plug in. Ed will be live in at the Red Pill Expo in South Dakota, that I'll be there as well. And Ed will be, for the first time ever at his Red Pill Expo, first time ever, he's going to be speaking about cancer, Laetrile, and B17. I mean, when I say first time ever, he's only done the Red Pill Expo for the last 10 years, but and the primary subject that everybody talks about is Creature from Jekyll Island. The problem is he was so successful with that book, people don't know that his better book, the more important book, was War Without Cancer. I joke with Ed about it all the time. Here it is in the back of my book stand. We also have Creature from Jekyll Island. We have many, many books about B17 and cancer back here. But don't miss your opportunity to meet Ed in person. You can go to realityzone.com and purchase tickets for that. There's no financial incentive for me to tell you that. I just love G. Edward Griffin, and I want people to. This is an American hero. You can get him to sign your book in person, and he's going to have all the books back in stock finally. That's on Father's Day in South Dakota, and then you can go visit Mount Rushmore at the same time. So I put.
That's very, very cool. You know, the thing about Ed, and then I want to move on to something else here, but the thing that's amazing about Ed is people on our side of the fence are lucky if they make one huge breakthrough and get it published. And he did that with Jekyll Island, but here he's done it twice.
Yes, he's done it
And
twice.
that's just incredible. Yeah, I'm a huge admirer of G. Edward Griffin, and America owes him a great debt for telling the
Yes.
truth. Okay, I want to go to something else here, and I want to bring this to your attention. We have illegally joined the World Health Organization, or we're in the process. It'll be finalized the end of next month. The World Pandemic Treaty under the WHO, and they can take over censorship. And this, I want to bring this to your attention to get your reaction. DHS is working in concert with this. And this isn't Congress now. In fact, this whole thing's illegal because a treaty has to go through the Senate with a two-thirds approval vote. And Biden didn't do that. He just says, oh, it's just an agreement. No, it's not. It's a treaty that carries the force of law over the American people. And the DHS is making up their own rules about what constitutes free speech and domestic terrorism. And they are using a term called malinformation. And they said that you may be saying something that's true, but if you undermine government authority or government officials, you're guilty of being a domestic terrorist. And I think they did this in conjunction with what's coming on with the World Health Organization. It'll affect what I do legally when this comes online in less than 5 weeks. And I think it's going to affect what you do. And I wonder, had you heard about this?
I hadn't heard about it, but we're being, Dave, we're in a war, an information war, and we're being attacked daily. I have long since understood that my calling, from God, for all sorts of reasons, my calling is to tell the world about this message. I'm not a perfect human being, never have been, never will be, and I don't know everything about everything, but I do know that our freedoms are being stripped away. And the two most important things about our freedom is what? Our health and our money. So you covered it with the gold at the beginning. My dad was a big proponent of gold from the beginning. So I'd recommend your audience again, call your gold supplier because I know they've got to be good because you're recommending them, but they also got to get control of their health. And if you
Absolutely.
have poor health, Dave, what do you will you spend all of to get back? You'll spend all of your money to get that health back. we can't do anything. We can't have this podcast if we don't feel well. And that's what they know. They know controlling our health and controlling the information about our health. If we don't know the information about our health, we can't fix it. I believe everything is informationally related. God provided every nutritional supplement we need. We don't die of a lack of pharmaceutical drugs. There's no deficiency of pharmaceutical drugs that we die of, but we do die all the time of deficiencies of vitamins. God-given vitamins that people have given us, I mean, that God has given us, vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C. I include vitamin B17, and that's why I'm telling this message, because it's been proven that that cancer is a deficiency disease. Ed wrote about it in War Without Cancer. My dad practiced it, and thousands of doctors have practiced it. And we even have a movie, a documentary made that showed that Sloan Kettering covered up this lie in the 70s and demonized Laetrile so that people would run away from it instead of coming to it.
Yeah, I remember being in college and having a professor debunk it. He said, well, the research says this is no good. And I looked at it. I knew about the Rife machine at the time, too. And I said, you know, this sounds a lot like what I learned about the Rife machine. And my dad was in naval intelligence, and occasionally we would have these discussions. And he said the Rife machine was real. We just didn't want it out there. And I heard that story, and I said, I think this is a lot like it. And now we're seeing it again. By the way, I should mention this to you. I'm part of a group, and they brought me in. The people that founded Zoom and do crypto exchanges in foreign countries. In other words, they're technologically genius. They are starting a non-internet internet that cannot be policed. It's not connected to DNS. And I can't say much more except huge people in corporations are behind this, because not everyone's on board with the New World Order. And this is going to launch sometime in June. And if you check back with me, if you start getting harassed, you'll have a place to go to. So I wanted to mention that. So it's not a hopeless thing. I mean, these are good.
I know. I'm very high spirited, Dave, because I believe we are winning in so many ways. But part of their job with this law you just talked about and many other things is to keep us afraid and scared. Fear. I'm fearful. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Most of the time, the things we're fearful of are them keeping us in fear. And cancer is one of those things that as soon as you get it, they tell you, you got to get surgery, you got to get radiation, you got to get all this stuff. Immediately, you don't have time to think and look at it from a standpoint of what else is out there. And I'm telling your audience, I'm not a doctor, I'm not recommending anything, but don't believe the lies anymore. Cancer has been proven to be a deficiency disease. Meaning Ed Griffin and lots of studies have proven that if you have the proper nutrition, you can avoid ever getting cancer, and you can also allow your God-given immune system to fight it off. And we have literally thousands, Dave, thousands of case histories that are documented and have been covered up and lied about. And to this day, all you'll get on Google is that if you eat 3 apricot seeds, you're going to die of cyanide poisoning.
What?
That's what I hadn't
heard that. Is that really what they're saying?
Oh yeah. That's what they're saying. They had to say that in the '70s, they had to say that because people were going to it in droves. They were fleeing to Mexico to go across the border. They had a million members of the International Association of Cancer Victims and Friends and 20,000 chapters. And then in 1977, Dave, when my dad's book came out, proving without a shadow of a doubt that his patients were, you know, the C word, cured. I don't like to use that word. I didn't use it on your show. their cancer was controlled, proving it. The New York Times came out with 158 articles in that year alone, demonizing Laetrile and calling my dad a quack and doing everything they could to call him conspiracy theorist and just a charlatan. And with, like I said, within 5 years of that, or within 8 years of that, my dad was in a coma in a hospital in Houston, Texas, after having open heart surgery. And 3 years after that, he passed away. And basically at that point, they had demonized Laetrile so thoroughly, gotten rid of all the leaders in that field so thoroughly that everybody was either scared to talk about it, afraid to bring it into their practice, or they just thought it was garbage or poisonous, or all four of those. And I'm here to tell you that I'm This is the hill I'm going to die on. I'm willing to die for this message to get out there. I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm telling the story. And thanks to guys like you who are brave enough to let me put it on your story or your show, because this turbo cancer is just more of the same lies so that we'll get the vaccine that will prevent turbo cancer now. Don't do it, folks. It's just another psyop. Turbo cancer is simply what's reacted to getting the vaccine. And if you have the proper nutrition and the proper diet, you can stave it off.
I know about not eating sugar. Okay, tell me about B17. You've mentioned that a couple times.
B17, it's real simple. It was called B17 by Dr. Krebs because it looks and acts a lot like all the other B complex vitamins. It's in the same line. So B12 is cyanocobalamin. There's a cyanide molecule as part of B12. We get shots of it all the time, but it's tightly locked in the molecule. So amygdalin has cyanide, benzaldehyde, and two molecules of glucose. So that compound is called amygdalin. It's so tightly locked. It's no different than sodium chloride is table salt. It's not sodium and chlorine, the poisonous gas. And same thing with amygdalin. It's not cyanide and benzaldehyde. It's part of the molecule. And here's the interesting thing about the science, which I try to simplify because I see people glaze over. When amygdalin comes in contact with a enzyme called beta glucosidase, that's the unlocking enzyme. It breaks it apart into four molecules. It can't be broken apart in the lab without beta glucosidase. God made it that way. Let's just put it that way. Whether you believe in God or not, science, the body evolved that way if you don't want to include God. But when amygdalin comes in contact with beta glucosidase, it breaks it apart into four molecules. Cancer loves the two molecules of glucose, but the cyanide and benzaldehyde affect the cancer cell immediately, right then. So they actually will kill the cancer cell right then in a healthy body. The problem is if the body doesn't have enough, the immune system's not built enough, and it doesn't have enough rodentase, or it doesn't have enough rodentase to counteract the cyanide and benzaldehyde, your body has a difficulty assimilating it. So that's where they put the fear of cyanide poisoning, which again, out of thousands and thousands of people that have taken B17 and apricot seeds, we don't have any cases that we know of, legitimate cases where someone's poisoned themselves with cyanide, because rodentase is the protecting enzyme and it breaks down the cyanide and benzaldehyde that's in excess on a healthy cell and turns it into a pain reliever. So to simplify it, Dave, amygdalin only breaks apart at a cancer cell, only causes damage there, and only on a in a healthy cell, it only has the rodentase. It only helps the cell cause pain relief. So amygdalin does not just cause you to have cyanide a bunch running around your body. Usually on one of these talks, I'll eat 10 or 20 apricot seeds just to show. I was at the trade show this weekend. I spoke twice, and I ate 100 apricot seeds each day. That it's not true that it creates cyanide poisoning the body. It's only true that it can give you an upset stomach if you eat too much too quick. So I always tell people back off a little bit and keep going. But it is the lie they keep telling that makes people afraid of it. Did that make sense, how I said it works?
Yeah, it sounds like it was a giant psyop.
It is. It
I'm a
absolutely.
little confused though. Do you take the apricot seeds themselves, or is that an extract that shows up in B17?
Well, it is a little confusing, especially because I talk so fast sometimes. The apricot seed simply happens to be, Dave, the one food item that has the most amygdalin in it. There's 1,200 different foods that have amygdalin in it. Lima beans, millet, barley, lentils, the little seeds on side of strawberries, sorghum molasses, millet. We used to eat millet bread at the turn of the century. Now we only eat wheat bread. Millet has amygdalin in it. Amygdalin is what Dr. Krebs purified and called Laetrile. So it's basically Laetrile is kind of like a trade name for amygdalin when you purify it. And then he also called it B17 because it's in the same line as B12, B13, B15, B17. Kind of looks like that. But the FDA will tell you, or Google will tell you, that, oh, there's no such thing as B17. The FDA has never proved it because they've never approved anything since the 1950s. If vitamin C was found now, you wouldn't be able to afford to get the testing done to prove vitamin C. So there's many nutrients ashwagandha, I can name lots of nutrients that have never been approved by the FDA that are vitamins and intrinsic things you need, like B17. So that's the simplified version is omega is found in 1,200 different foods. Purified, it's called Laetril, and it's also commonly known as B17. But you'll get to hear from after the show, someone's gonna say, "Oh, that's not true. B17 has never been approved by the FDA." Most nutrients have never been approved by the FDA. They just say we don't approve nutrients because there's not enough money in it.
Yeah, let me tell you a quick story. I had beginning of March, I came down with the most virulent type of RSV and got pneumonia. And the RSV was the type that strip lung linings. And I was told, you're probably headed for oxygen. Well, that's not true. I played a little basketball last night and I lifted weight. But
Yes.
trust me, for a month I wanted to die. But let me tell you what happened. They put me on antibiotics, which is ridiculous for a virus. And then they put me on steroids. All that does is make you fat. It wasn't relieving my breathing symptoms. I mean, 5 weeks ago, I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. And then someone gave me a natural product. It's from the Magic Dicol. And they gave me this natural product. This friend of mine is a former Hollywood producer. Says, Dave, take this, and here's how you take it. A week later, I was functional. And 2 weeks later, I was working out again. And the natural product, after they had given me this poison garbage to take, that'd make me fat and wouldn't have attacked a virus. So I listen, I'm right there with you. I hear what you're saying. Tell me about what's in the B17, though, that makes it work. Is it the apricot seed? Is it a derivative of that?
Yeah, well, the B17 basically, like I said, and I know it is confusing, especially the first time you hear it. Here's the good news: I have a lot of stuff on my website that doesn't mention the C word that people can go to
I got
and
it. Yeah.
go to our frequently asked question section, and we have a whole section on Rumble interviews. Your interview, this interview, will be up on our Rumble channel after you send it to us. So anyway, B17 again is the name for Laetril, the purified version.
Okay.
What's in apricot seeds that makes it work is the amygdalin. It's 20 milligrams. So if I eat 10 apricot seeds a day, G. Edward Griffin, who's 93, tells me and you, Dave, that you will never die of the C word. Okay? That's a big claim from a 93-year-old man. And he'll tell you that at the Red Pill Expo when he gets up on the stage, because he's had it proven to him time and time again. And he will tell you, Dave, that he doesn't know a single person, not one in his life, that regularly eats amygdalin that's found in apricot seeds and 1,200 foods, someone that regularly eats that and has ever died of cancer. Is that a big claim, Dave?
Yeah, it is, but there's something that just occurred to me, and I'm writing myself a note
Yeah.
about it. But I'll go ahead and mention this now. I'm a trained researcher. I used to teach statin research in addition to teaching psychology. And one of the things I could tell you right now, I could go to communities around the world if I had their dietary consumption, and I could test this. I could test, who's eating what, and the minerals that you mentioned, the vitamins you mentioned, versus societies that are not consuming these things. And I could look at cancer rates, and the worst I could do is draw correlation significance. Okay, the relationship between this and this. But we might even get to a cause and effect. To your knowledge, when the federal government wants to debunk this on behalf of their big pharma friends, have they ever done these cross-cultural studies that have compared dietary consumption with cancer?
Absolutely. And Ed Griffin quotes them in the book. And I've seen studies after studies after studies. And the great, exciting thing is, Dave, that I would love for you to get that deep dived into it. But you have a million things you're doing. But we are going to, through Operation World Without Cancer, that's the idea, is to raise the funds to do it on a grand scale that they can't stop. I have so many stories that I could go on and on. But let's just put it this way. Ed quotes the different societies that have a high level of nitrilicide in their diet and then have zero cancer. And I mean zero cancer. The Hunzas in northern Pakistan were studied in the early 1900s, and they eat up to 200 apricot seeds a day and more. Their entire wealth is derived for how many apricot trees they eat. And the study of them alone is proof. But everybody goes, no, well, they also have clean water and clean air and other things. They don't have stress. Those are all important factors. Absolutely. I'm not saying it's a silver bullet, But when you take them out of that society and bring them into an Americanized diet, they die faster than we do. And other societies, the Inuit Indians, Inuit Eskimos, and I may be misquoting the name of it, so don't anybody call me a liar. There's other societies that Ed said eat the bile duct of caribou that are full of laetrile, full of nitrilicides. That's the first delicacy, and they have zero incidence of cancer. So the other side of it is exactly what I said to Ed. What Ed says, there's a huge group of us that underground have been eating apricot seeds our whole lives, including me, including Ed, including many other people we know, my brothers and sisters. We don't have incidence of cancer in our family. Regularly eating nitrilicides that don't have cancer. So it'd be really easy to do a study, but every time someone tries, or every time someone in the past has tried to do a scientific study, they put the kibosh to it. But some have snuck through, many have snuck through, and there's one on NIH that actually quotes that they found that amygdalin causes apoptosis, meaning cell death, in cancer cells in the laboratory. That snuck through to the NIH. And usually what happens is I start quoting these things and then they get deleted. Dave, I'm telling you, Ed's video was on YouTube for 10 or 12 years and was stuck at 350,000 views. 2 weeks ago, YouTube deleted it unceremoniously. It's no longer there. It's gone off of YouTube. You can't find it. So we had to re-upload it under our Rumble channel and link it through so that you could watch it. And then click through and buy the video from Ed's website, Reality Zone. This is an active thing they're still trying to censor. Why, Dave? Why? If it.
I have a partial answer.
Okay.
I have another reaction to what you said. The excuses were ma being made by presumably the establishment that you couldn't cancel out certain factors, so you couldn't establish a causal relationship. Well, that's crap. I almost said a bad term here on the air, but that's total BS. And I'll tell you why. You can do a technique called multiple regression analysis. You do a basic correlation measure. And you find a relationship between an area and their diet and the incidence of cancer, and you can cross compare the correlation co coefficients. But then what you do is you break down the factors of the diet, and you can begin to eliminate them one at a time, and you can see what has the strongest impact on the correlation measure. And that's called multiple regression analysis. Anyone who has graduated from grad school and has had more than one statistics course knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I used to teach this. I've written two courses in stat. So this is something I know about. And I'm telling you, they're lying to you when they say you can't eliminate like clean water and stuff like that. That's one thing. I forgot the other point you just made, though, and it's important.
Sorry, I just
I'm
so
having a
happy.
moment.
I'm so
Pardon
happy.
me?
Normal studio. We moved our offices. My normal place where I sit, where it has quiet. I apologize. We have all these technologies. Now that Gardner shows up, he comes once every 2 weeks. Of course,
I
he
can't
shows.
hear it. It's okay. It's
Can you hear?
not bleeding through.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
So we were talking about how they censored Ed's video that had been up for 12 years. It was so hokey. Ed apologized for it, but all the information in it's hokey because it's 70s based video, but all the information is absolutely true today, and even more so today because I'm having results after results after results, Dave, currently with current people wiping out their C word when their immune system. I have a friend who has 100% success rate in treating the C word stage four. And I keep saying the C word because I don't want anybody to say that I'm treating anything or recommending people don't do what their doctor tells them. Everybody should do exactly what their doctor tells them. The only thing I recommend is sometimes get a second opinion. Take a deep breath and get a second opinion. Because if you go to a naturopath, you might get some other answers. So they've demonized it, they've censored it, but I'm here to tell you that smart people like you, Brian Artis, I don't know if you know that name. He's a doctor, a friend of mine that he had never heard of laetrile. He's big on the COVID stuff being poisoned. But anyway, I don't want to get off on that track, but he's well known, well spoken. He deep dove into this subject and told me, John, every time I speak from now on, I'm going to tell people about amygdalin because I see exactly what they did. They've lied to us and demonized it because it will take out a $1 trillion a year industry. A little tiny seed, if Ed Griffin's right, and my dad was right, and many other doctors who lost their lives were right, a little tiny seed can take out a $1 trillion industry. That just can't be, Dave. That just They just won't allow that unless we spread the word to everybody that we know far and wide, and then back it up with the mounds. I mean, literally now, mounds of information, Dave. Not just a story here and there, not just a doctor here and there, but literally mounds of studies and information that they've covered up and censored from even me.
I have found this is how, and this is why they're motivated to do this. It's not a complicated conspiracy theory at all. It's just people wanting to make money. Here's the deal. When you retire from Big Pharma, let's say you're working for Pfizer, and you're a person of note and you have a reputation for research, they will hire you to come to work for the FDA or some such federal organization, CDC. If you retire from the federal government with the FDA, they really want you on these boards with like Pfizer and Merck and so forth, because you got the contacts to make things happen. You can allow them to make let you make shortcuts on testing for product safety, like the vaccines. These last two boosters, they didn't even test it on human beings. Eight animals, and they all died. I mean, that's a fact. When I used to teach research to graduate students working on their dissertations, we went through medical modeling profiling. I know this really well. I taught it for over 4 years, and we don't do that anymore. And it's because of this revolving door where one hand washes the other. That's how they get it done. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just how we keep power and control and make money.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It gets proven to us more and more. And that's what's great about being on this show with you, Dave, is that you get the baseline. Sometimes I'm on a show with somebody who doesn't even know what I'm coming off for, and I don't mind that. I'll go on any show that anybody wants me to get on because my message is going to affect one person, like I said. But it's funny when I have a baseline with someone like you, you can fill in the gaps of the things I'm saying, so I can give you these tidbits, and you can fill in the gaps. But I'm anybody watching this, I challenge you to let me fill in the gaps. If you're gonna go, oh, that guy's crazy, he can't be right. Why would doctors not want to help their patients? Well, many do. And many doctors I've talked to want to help their patients, but they can't afford to because what I'm talking about will put their business out of business. So they have to change their entire system, like Dr. Simone Gold. I don't know if you know that name.
I do.
I'm going on her podcast with 5,000 MDs and chiropractors in the beginning of May to tell them all about this subject. And it's going to create, hopefully, it's going to create a groundswell of information. But I've got a bunch of other doctors that I'm talking to. Once I give them the facts and the materials, we can get it out there. And it protects someone like me who otherwise might have a fear of being the target. I'm not a target because I'm getting people learning about this without me now. We're spreading the news. Thank God for G. Edward Griffin and my father and other such doctors that are spreading this news. And like I said, together we're doing that. I do want to say that I do have another podcast. I know you're a busy man. I have another podcast in 7 minutes. So I didn't want to, I talk a lot, Dave, and I apologize for that.
That's
But I
okay.
have so
Hey,
much to tell.
listen, you're doing great. And we
Yeah.
had a technical issue in the beginning.
Did. And I just want to make sure that you get to ask questions that you would like to ask of me or anything
No,
that's
I think you've done a great job really kind of like laying the landscape here so people can say, hey, look, I don't want to get cancer, and maybe this is something I should be doing. Let me ask you, the main ingredient that does the work for the anti-cancer approach, that's in apricot seeds. Is this is what you are marketing in the B17?
yes, we're marketing it, but we stay away from the word cancer. I've mentioned it many times. So we just talk about the 17 amazing benefits of apricot seeds on our website that don't have anything to do with the C word. So yes, that's the main ingredient. But we also tell people, make sure that people understand it's not a silver bullet. It's not, you can't be eating donuts and ice cream as your main diet source and not exercising and just take one little nutritional supplement and think you're going to be okay. My dad called it metabolic therapy. Vitamin D, vitamin C, reducing the amount of animal proteins you take in. My dad was a big rancher, and we ate beef and steak and things like that. But the enzyme that's used to digest animal protein is the same enzyme that's used to digest the outer layer of the Schmancer cell or the C cell. So there is a protocol that my dad had, and it's well accepted in Gerson therapy and many other nutritional therapies. But the one demonized substance is B17. Why is that the one that they hate the most? Because without it, all the other good stuff is just kind of goes to waste. But also, you can't do all the other good stuff and expect the B17 to work effectively. So we make sure people for free can come go to our website, fill in their name, or go to contact at rncstore.com. We'll send out my dad's protocol, and we'll let them be educated before they ever, think that something's going to work in their diet or their system. And we don't do any kind of diagnosis of anybody's disease. So if you send me an email, "Hey, John, I got this or I got that. Can you help me?" We will refer people to doctors and health practitioners and experts in that field. My expertise is the apricot seed, B17, and the history of my father, G. Edward Griffin, and all the hidden controversy that's gone on for the last 50 years that we've known the answer. Think about that. We've known the answer for 50 years.
Yeah, listen, I understand why you got to be careful in what you're saying. The product I was given that really reversed the RSV lung damage that I had, they classify it as a food.
Yeah, the
Uh,
same.
and, and, and I know exactly why. I've talked to the people that created the product. In fact, I've interviewed two of them. And
Same way. The same
I
way.
get it. I get it. But this is war on the people. And it's just, there's a whole genre of things we could get into, don't have time. But the entire medical industry is weaponized against the public. It's all designed to make money at any cost. And they don't care who they hurt or what they do. And I'll give you an example. Someone said to me, "Well, Dave, next year, aren't you going to take the pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine?" I'm not real trusting of vaccines now since we got studies that say 17 million people worldwide died directly from the vaccines. And we haven't even hit the crest yet. So, does this, by the way, the B17, does it have any other ancillary effects, both side effects and beneficial effects?
Side effects is lowering of blood pressure. Anything that mixing with other things, it's just a natural food compound. It's like anything else, though. You don't want to do too much of it in the beginning, and you also don't want to combine seeds with the pure Laetrile, because the seeds have some of the beta-glucosidase. You want to separate it by about 3 hours. But as I said, there is plenty of studies, Dave, that show that it helps with hair, skin, lung function. They used to use it to treat, the turn of the century, used it to treat emphysema and any kind of lung things. So,
Really?
yes, absolutely. Studies have proven libido, someone's ability to exercise. Zinc is found in apricot seeds. So, there's all sorts of benefits. And people go, "I don't have the C word, so should I not do it?" Absolutely opposite of the reaction. It should be, "I want all these other benefits to prevent me from ever getting the C word." Don't jump off the bridge and then ask for a parachute after you're flying down.
I hear you. I hear you.
So.
When you send out that information that people can request before they purchase the product, do you include that kind of information in it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do.
That's real. See, this is what I like about what you're doing. How do people find out more? I know you've got to run, so let's direct people to your website and what they can do.
Yeah, they go to a contact at RNC store for an email. We do have several ways to get a hold of us. We have a chat bot on our website because we've been inundated with, because of this turbo cancer thing. It's the market's coming to us, the King Charles PSYOP. We could talk about a whole bunch of subjects, but go to the website, please, and enter contact. And we don't set we once in a while send out sale emails, but it's mostly to help our people. Mostly we're trying to educate people. So we have send out free information. You can watch both of the videos on our website, World Without Cancer, and Second Opinion, the Sloan Kettering Laetrile cover-up, both authorized by the people that made them to let people watch it free. And then you can buy a copy to support both those people that made them and support us, and just help us get the message out there. The best, most important thing people can do is educate themselves. Don't wait till you get it and have fear overriding you. I watch it happen over and over again to otherwise intelligent people that go, "Well, I'm scared. Maybe I should do chemotherapy radiation." It's like taking your car back to a mechanic that every time you get it back, it's worse. Why
Yeah,
would you get
I hear
that
you.
mechanic? You know this, Dave.
No,
So.
I totally hear you, and I have to put a filter on all medical treatment I get now for that reason. Okay, one more time, give out where they can go again.
www, that's the old guy way of saying it. My kids tease me. www.rncstore.com.
That's
Richard's
easy.
NutritionalCenterStore.com. It's just shortened version because so people can find it easier. Thanks, Dave. I really
Great.
appreciate this. I look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, hey, it's great having you on, and thank you for what you're doing. And say hello to Ed. I'm one of his biggest fans. Thank you
I
so much.
absolutely will. I'll talk to him today or tomorrow.
All right, take care and have fun at the Red Pill.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.